You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining me on Piercing Darkness Show Live. I'm excited about what God is doing here. Jesus must be glorified. He said, if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto me. And the gospel must be preached as a witness, then the end shall come. These are the last days, and Jesus is coming back soon. Prepare for the Lord's return, because the Lord is coming back soon. And he is giving us the mandate to preach the gospel. The gospel shall be preached as a witness, then the end shall come. We must preach the gospel. We cannot hold back. We are to preach the gospel. And the preaching of the cross, them that perish is foolish, but unto us who are saved is a part of God. Piercing Darkness is about the gospel, and it's about lifting up Jesus. And once Jesus is lifted up, he's going to draw men unto himself. So you can call us for prayer, 561-337-9018, or go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. And also, I believe that what's happening with in the world today, as I begin to share the word, you're going to hear a lot of powerful prophetic insight into what's happening, so you can know how to pray if you're a believer. And if you're not a believer, that's a wake-up call for you to really reconcile with God. We're living in the last days, and Jesus is coming back soon. So prepare for the Lord's return, and nothing is impossible with our God when we believe. So enjoy this broadcast today, and trust God that he will move and he will cause things to happen to get better in your life on a daily basis. Your life is in for the best. The future is better than your past. So call 561-337-9018 for prayer or for more information about upcoming events. Let's go to one of the highlights in one of our services we had recently, where the power of God moved so powerfully. You're going to hear the joy of the Lord on what happens in our crusades, because I'm going to be coming to Vero Beach March the 16th. That's 2 weeks from now. I'm going to be in Vero Beach in a miracle crusade, so you don't want to miss it. So mark your calendar, March the 16th. We're going to be in Vero Beach for an amazing crusade. God is going to do mighty miracles. Amen. So I'm going to take it to one of our services in a crusade we had recently, and I'll share some testimonies of what God did when we went Aiken, because I just came back from a mission trip. We had five cities we invaded. I did three cities, and I had six services. So I was in two states. I was in Aiken, and also I was in Augusta, and also I was in Lincolnton. And also during those events, we had a powerful miracle power of God released. And our service was broadcast live on air during the Crusades on Friday and Saturday. It was amazing. And Jesus is Lord. So right now we're going to go to one of the highlights of the service, and I'll be back.
All the time, you are. I want you to say this tonight. I want you to say this tonight. Neighbor, come on, tag somebody. Say, neighbor, if you don't worship him, the rocks will. Say, neighbor. Say, neighbor, if you don't worship him, the rocks will. One more time, neighbor. Neighbor, if you don't worship him, the rocks will. One more time, neighbor. Neighbor, if you don't worship him, the rocks will. So tonight, I want you to give him the best praise. I want you to give him the best praise. I want you to say this. I want you to say this. I know who I am. Come on. I know who I am. I know who I am. I am yours. I am yours. I know who I am.
I know who I am. I am yours. I am yours. And you are mine.
You gotta say,
Jesus, you are mine. You are mine.
Proclaim that tonight.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Piercing Darkness with Apostle live, coming to you from the station, lifting up Jesus Christ. We're coming to Vero Beach to bring the power of God. Miracles are going to happen in Vero Beach at the Vero Beach Heritage Center. Vero Beach Heritage Center. That's where the crusade is going to be. All of you, I invite you to come and join us in Vero Beach this March the 16th. March the 16th, we're going to be at the Vero Beach Heritage Center. All of you are invited. Come from Port St. Lucie, come from Melbourne, come from Palm Bay, come from all over, come from Fort Pierce, come from Vero Beach and all the surrounding area, Indian Town, Port St. Lucie. The address is 2140 14th Avenue, Vero Beach. 2140 14th Avenue, Vero Beach, Florida, 32960, March the 16th at 7 p.m. One Night of Miracles at the Heritage Center in Vero Beach. Vero Beach Heritage Center. March the 16th, 7 p.m. for one night only. I look forward to see you there.
Jesus, you are mine.
I know
who I am. I know who I am.
Come on.
I know you. I am yours.
Listen to this. Listen to what she just said. Why am I jumping? You gotta hear this. Tell us. What happened?
All the back pain is gone, including my neck.
You are my... As we praise him, he's gonna heal all of them. You hear me? All of you are getting healed now. I say all of you. All of you. She came paralyzed, waist down, but she's moving her feet by. Watch it. Got it. A miracle in process. Now, I want you to bend. Bend, Bessie. Tell us in Cree what God did for you.
When Apostle touched me with the oil, something hurt me in my back. I feel good.
Who did this for you?
Jesse.
God bless you. Who did this for you?
Jesus.
God bless you. No more pain. Tell me in Spanish. I want to hear Spanish. I'm going to speak Spanish one day. Tell her in Spanish to tell us what God has done for you in Spanish.
Que nos diga en español qué ha hecho el Señor para usted.
Ha hecho muchas cosas. No tengo para terminar. Pero mira, tengo a mi hija que se va a casar con un muchacho que jugaba junto. Y estoy muy contenta con eso porque yo le pedí al Señor que encontrara un hombre porque ella es buena. Y Dios me lo está concediendo. Me ha concedido muchas cosas. Yo le doy muchas gracias a Dios por todo lo que ha hecho en mi vida. Ha pasado muchas pruebas, pero para la gloria de Él.
Hallelujah. Tell us.
Well, the lady just mentioned that she was praying to God that her daughter find a good man. And the miracle happened that she found a good man. They're going to get married. They get married. And she gave all the praise to God. And the glory is to God. Thank you.
And what has God done for back? How many years does she have a back pain?
¿Cuántos años de dolor en su espalda? She came over here with back pain on and off, and now she is completely healed. And also her arm was bothering her, and she feels completely freedom of any pain.
Gloria a Cristo, hallelujah! God, gloria a Dios, gloria a Dios. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Yes. What's going on?
Apostle, 30 years, Mr. Gene had back pain. Tonight you prayed for him, and the pain is gone. Tell us, brother.
Man, after 30 years.
After 30 years. That's the. He said that's the praise of God. Jesus did it for him after 30 years. Hey, let me tell something. Do not try to leave because you're not gonna leave this place the same way you came. Everyone, I said, everyone who comes here in this service tonight is going to get what? Healed, touched, delivered. Do you believe it?
Yes.
30 years of pain.
Yes.
Hey, how old are you?
27.
Before you were born, how old are you?
22.
12. She said 22. Before you were born, how old are you? 17. Before you were born, he was in pain. It is all gone. My brother, God bless you. What's going on here? How do you feel? Touch your toe. Check her out. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Something is happening. Everyone says something is happening. This song. With the Spirit of the Lord. Give us the beat. When the Spirit comes upon my heart, I will dance like David.
That are joining us, this is a live presentation coming from one of a recorded highlight from one of our services where the glory of God was moving recently when we were at the event at the Kravis Center. And I want you to come and join me in Vero Beach. I'm going to be there the 16th of March at 7 p.m. Come enjoy the power of God. The presence of God is going to be real as we worship God and miracles happen. The atmosphere is set for God to move in Vero Beach. All of you are invited to come and join us. It's coming up very soon, the 16th of March. The address is 2140 14th Avenue, Vero Beach. I look forward to seeing you March the 16th. You're all invited. One night of miracles. Jesus is Lord in Vero Beach, March the 16th. Come experience the power of God and also receive your miracle. Our God is a miracle working God. I look forward to seeing you. Go to PowerEvangelism.net to get more information about this crusade.
Like David, I will dance.
I will wave.
Like David, wave.
I will sing. God bless you, you're free. No more pain. No more pain.
I will sing.
Of course. Ben, check yourself. Check yourself. It's gone. No more back pain. Fix the leg to watch her. Fix the back pain. March. Oh, we wave, oh, we wave.
We wave, oh, we wave.
Now.
My dance, my dance.
God is a good God. He still does miracles today and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I bless the Lord, and His praise will continue within my heart. We have to bless the Lord. We have to magnify His name. We have to exalt His name. If Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. So we have to glorify the Lord with all our heart and let Him be glorified. Because these are the last days, and the Spirit of God is moving, causing an awakening in the land. And Jesus must be glorified, because the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. All you have to do is to believe, and you will receive your blessing. The favor of God, the power of God is being released through these airwaves as the program is going on now. We're going to see lives changed and transformed to the glory of God. Call 561-337-9018. You know, I just came back from a crusade in Aiken, South Carolina. Also, I was in in Lincolnton, and also in Augusta. And we saw the power of God moving in those regions. So everywhere you go, people are hungry for the glory and for the power of God. And when the power of God is released, something happens in the lives of the people. So Jesus went around doing good, healing sick, setting captive free, doing all manner of powerful deeds, because the evidence of the gospel being preached is the power of God. So come join us in Vero Beach to experience the power of God. God wants to bless you. God wants to move in your life. God wants to restore you. He wants to bring health to your soul. He wants to empower you to be in good health. He wants to prosper you. But you have to be in the atmosphere where God is moving. And that's why we invite you to these crusades, so you can experience the power of God moving in these crusades. When the power of God is released, lives are changed. When the power of God is released, souls are delivered and they're set free. So the power of God is what sets captives free. So when we are in the atmosphere of God's presence and He is moving, nothing is impossible. So go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. That's, once again, the website is www.powerevangelism.net, and see for yourself what God is going to do in this crusade. Get information about the crusade in Vero Beach. It's going to be the 16th of March, and it's going to be at the Vero Beach Heritage Center. So you're all invited there. Vero Beach Heritage Center is located in Vero Beach. Come from Fort Pierce, come from Port St. Lucie, come from all the surrounding areas, come from Palm Bay, Palm City, come from Jensen Beach, come from Indian Town, come from all the surrounding areas, and you will be blessed as God is moving and touching lives and setting them free. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with Him. all things are possible. Go to PrayerVangelist.net to get more information. Or call 561-337-9018. Once again, the address is 2140 14th Avenue, Vero Beach. 32960. Free admission, free parking. And the crusade is going to be powerful. I'm expecting incredible things to happen in this crusade. And I know God is going to be really glorifying himself in this crusade. So we look forward to see you in this crusade. You're going to be blessed. 561-337-9018. That's the number to call. And you're going to be blessed. Once again, it's 561-337-9018. You can also follow us on Facebook to get any updates of our upcoming crusades. And also, we're going to be doing a crusade in Belgrade. And we'll let you know when it starts. Just mark your stay, get the website so you can be able to be updated when you have these crusades going on. Because Jesus is moving powerfully and is all for his glory. I believe in miracles. And I believe in God, and nothing is impossible. When you believe, the Lord will bless you.
For a moment right now, I'm still ministering. Just take your seat for a moment. God just shifted the service to something else. Oh yeah, I'm going to pray for all of you. Yes, bring me the sister right here. Bring her right here. And this brother can't leave because tonight is his night. And bring her up here. Bring her up right here. God just done something very unique here. Bring her up right here. Bring her up right here. Bring her up right here. All right, could you walk up with her right there? And Sister Ruth can minister to her for me. Walk with her down there. And Farah, could you take the machine she was using for a moment? I just had an instruction from heaven. I'm going to do something that is very unusual tonight. Lay hands on his chest and say, Jesus. 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 I receive you in my heart. Totally. As my Lord and Savior. So what is she suffering from?
She's having pinch all over her body. And it radiates from them. From the tip of his toes, all over his body. She feels pinch, and she's aching. She complained a lot, and she wanted to receive her miracle.
How long has she been suffering like this?
Around 30 years.
10 years. Tell her this night.
En esta noche.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is fixing.
Te va a sanar.
Everything in her body.
Completamente todo tu cuerpo.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Today.
En el día de
the Lord is removing.
El Señor se está moviendo.
All pain.
Te está removiendo todo dolor.
It's all being removed now.
Todo se remueve ahora.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Tell her to say, I believe and I receive.
Y si yo lo creo, lo recibo.
Watch. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. Listen to this. I want you to tell them in Spanish. We have radios. If they need interpretation, we have radios for them. Tell them in Spanish.
Si alguno de los hermanos de
be the glory. I mean, hallelujah. We thank God for this day he has made. Turn with me right now to your Bibles quickly. We're going to go into the word right away. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 110. We're going to look at Psalm 110. It says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter, rule in the midst of your foes. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day you lead your host upon the holy mountains. Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about your position, your intimacy in God, where God wants you to be, because God wants to move, but you have to be in the right place. And today we are aware of what's happening in the world. A lot of apostasy falling away, and also so much confusion going on in the land. If you turn on news today, you might really lose your mind if you're not careful, if you don't know the word, because of the lot of falsehoods that are released through networks, which give things and then they come out, retract stories, and several things that are going on media. And then also recently what happened in New York, and also what we see happening in Virginia about the late time abortions, you know, killing babies, you know, even when they're about to be born, to that extent, the masslessness of these people, it shows you that the fear of God is not there. And also witness what was going on in Vietnam when the president went to sign a deal with the president of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and they fell short of getting to sign a deal, a treaty. And then, you know, how things are going on here in the United States of America, because God is really, I believe, wants to move in North Korea. So if they're able to come to an agreement, there'll be a window of opportunity for the Lord to move in North Korea and cause an awakening. But I don't think some people really like that to happen, because, you know, the devil wants the gospel to go around the world. I believe one of the strongholds that is left to evangelize is North Korea, because the Lord is coming back soon. But we believe God, through prayers, we continue to pray that the gospel is going to come to North Korea one day. Also, what's happening in Venezuela should raise your get your attention. I need prophesy in Venezuela for the awakening. Let's continue to believe God for God to send an awakening in Venezuela, because of the drama that is going on there. The conflict is not really very pleasing. It's very two presidents, technically, you know, two leaders there. A nation of two leaders is really about to split into major turmoil. People are eating from trash cans. I mean, you know, they were showing a clip of people eating from garbage trucks, young people, because they're starving. Anything that looks like food, they're going to eat it. And that's really what socialism can do. And definitely it's the devil working behind the scene, you know. If you look at what's happening in Venezuela, that could happen to America if God doesn't intervene. And I'm going to say this one more time. Something you see happen in Venezuela could happen in America if the Lord doesn't intervene. And that's why it's important to continue to pray for America, this land of the free, that the gospel continue to be preached. You know, you cannot put God in a box. God has to be out there. We have to lift up Jesus. And if you can hear the sound of my voice, if you're born again, don't be afraid to talk about your faith. Don't be afraid to share your faith, because only the gospel has the power to change a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And it's a reproach to many people. It will bring a nation down. And abortion, you know, stuff like that is going on, is not of God. And the church has to speak against stuff like this. The church has to remain the voice that can speak verbally and also spiritual in prayer against this kind of activity that is really not of God. And if the church is being ridiculed and laughed at because it lacks the boldness to confront sin, then it's not pleasing unto God, because the righteous is bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no one pursueth them. The preaching of the cross, I'm going to say this one more time, to them that perish is foolishness, but and to us who are saved, it's the power of God. You know, when you look at Psalm 109, I want to encourage those of you that are going through some persecution, don't really let that distract you. It says in verse 29, may my accusers be clothed with dishonor, may they be wrapped in their own shame as in a mantle. With my mouth I'll give great thanks to the Lord. I'll praise him in the midst of the throng, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who condemn him to death. Now, that's a powerful word that I just shared. That word is a very powerful word. It's for anyone out there that's being targeted by the enemy. But I believe that's also the word for the president too of the United States. He needs that word So if you're praying for him, pray for him through the prayer point. Psalm 109 verse 29. Now maybe you don't like him, but you have to pray for your president, because you know he's in leadership right now. You need God's protection and mantle protection around him, that God may protect him. And that's a powerful prayer point. Now you have to remember that as a believer, you have to pray for those in authority, because God put them there. And I also have a word of encouragement for those of you that really feel like giving up and your life has come to the dead end. There is something powerful for you in Psalm 107 verse 33. If you're joining me on Periscope, YouTube or Facebook, let this encourage you. He turns rivers into a desert. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into salty waste, because of the wickedness of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And then he lets the hungry dwell and establish a city to live in. God has the ability to turn your misery into opportunity when he's worshipped, reverenced, and honored. The preaching of the cross, you see, Jesus Christ was ridiculed and laughed about and made fun of here on earth. You know, they ridiculed him because they're ignorant. They were not aware of what they were doing. And even Jesus said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. That's the only way he could not take that offense, because what they were doing was trying to stop Jesus from fulfilling his mandate and assignment. We came to die and save that which is lost. So I want to speak a word of encouragement to all of you that feel like giving up, all of you that are stressed, if the devil is attacking you. God will vindicate you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. So take this word into your heart and meditate on it. Verse 35, Psalm 107, verse 35. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. God can cause an awakening, and it's going to come in this region. Wherever you are, the awakening is going to come. You have to believe God as you lift up your hands and say, Lord, send an awakening. You see, we see what's happening in America. How many people are caught up in drug addiction? Do you know how many young people are addicted to drugs? They're using drugs, and drug rehabs can't even help. They're doing their best, but people are really addicted. And it shows you how the enemy is trying to set up a conspiracy to divide the nation and causing civil unrest. And the plan of the enemy against this nation is so wicked. He wants to cause riots. He wants to cause, you know, confusion, because Satan is the author of confusion, not God. What's God's intention is to send an awakening. So even if you see it looks like a desert, God will still send an awakening. But it has to be done through faith. So we have to stand up and pray. Pray for the nation. Pray for America. Pray for Israel. That God will send an awakening. Because there must be an awakening before the return of the Lord. How is the gospel going to be preached unless the Spirit of God has been released? Because only the Spirit of God can change human beings. I want to say that one more time. You can never change anybody. I mean, you could use all the methods out there, but you can't change people. Only God can change people. And when the Spirit of God is released in any given place, in any given situation, he will change lives. He will change life. So when we study the word, we see how God is calling upon the believer. Now, I want to talk to believers. I want to talk to those who don't know Christ. But I also want to talk to those who know Christ. An invitation to receive Jesus is not an invitation to religion. Let me say it one more time. God sent us to make more disciples. Okay, so if that is our mandate, why do we go live on radio and preach the gospel? Why do we go on television? Why do we use social media to preach the gospel? Because we can be able to reach the unreached. Because today, you don't understand that through technology, the gospel can be carried through the airwaves and touch millions around the world. I'm here right now, but people can hear me in different parts of the world. So that's the gospel. Jesus is to be lifted up. Then there's what we call one-on-one witnessing. Every believer is a soul winner. you are to engage in witnessing to people to receive Jesus. And then when we study the ministry of Jesus, we see that the Lord spent a lot of time doing evangelism, not just being in a pews, entertaining the Sunday worshipers, because a lot of people, they're just Sunday worshipers. They don't worship Christ, but they worship Sunday. So they find one day which they really become religious and think about God, and then go into a 45-minute service. Probably some services are only 25 minutes. If it's an hour, that's a very long service. But most music concerts go on for 5 hours, and wedding ceremonies last for probably maybe forever. But God has been given no attention. And you have to understand that if we're really going to cause an awakening and change this generation, there has to be time made for the King of Kings. Jesus spent nights on the mountain praying. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be able to do it instantly at that same level the Lord did it, but you understand how important it is to make time for the Lord. So start practicing. Convert 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes. Spend 5 minutes with the Lord on your own, uninterrupted. Open the Bible, worship, have a quiet time, spend 5 minutes with the Lord. Begin to do that repeatedly and start to build on that. You're going to see it's going to become very powerful in your life. Spend time with the Lord. 5 minutes is going to turn into 10 minutes, into half an hour, and it won't even be a struggle because you think it's too hard. No, it's not that hard. You just have to take the first step. Number two, how do we share our faith? We don't bring condemnation. Now, you don't understand, Jesus did not come to condemn. He came to save that which was lost. If you're going to share your faith with somebody, you have to approach them from the gift of life, because Jesus Christ is a gift of life. A gift is not forced on somebody. You choose. So people can take the gift or reject it. So when people reject the gospel, don't take it personally. They have not rejected you. They have rejected Christ. So a lot of people are afraid to do witnessing and soul winning because they're afraid of the rejection. What if people get mad at me or they reject me? Now, I'm not saying you should go tell people about Jesus during your work time, but during the break time, when you guys get to talk, you know, about your life. If they tell about their life, tell them about Jesus. The message has to be preached. We have to win souls to Christ. We have to evangelize. And God wants souls to be saved. We have to make people disciples. Amen. Now, if you look at Psalm 108, the Bible said, "My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I'll sing and make melody. Awake, my soul, awake. O harp and lyre, lyre, I will awake the dawn. I'll give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I'll sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great above the heavens. Thy faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Give help by thy right hand and answer me." Watch this. God is in charge. God is in control. But the world doesn't know. Those that know are the ones to engage those that do not know. So if you know the truth, it makes you free, though you don't keep it yourself. You have platforms. You have Instagram. You have Facebook. You have Snapchat. You have different kind of platforms. WhatsApp. Preach the gospel. Communicate the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Communicate the gospel to the lost. Communicate it. Preach, be instant in season and out of season. Witness, talk about your testimony. God wants to bless you for the purpose of glorifying his son Jesus. Now, when you look at the scripture, I want to encourage you, all your challenges and the battles you're facing, they're temporary. He's gonna deliver you. No condition is permanent. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. So the word overcome means you're gonna wrestle. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. When you focus on the challenges that you're going through in your life, you won't be able to worship God, because the enemy wants you to focus on that, which is not good. But God has promised you victory. How does victory come? You have to receive it by revelation. The Bible say, and they have conquered him. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even unto death. To overcome the enemy, it's a revelation. It's not intellectualism or religiosity. It's a revelation. You have the revelation of who Christ is and what Christ did for you on the cross. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Verse 9, resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. Are you going through some battle? Speak against it. Open your mouth and pray. Profess. Decree. Meditate on the word of God. Exercise your faith and exercise authority. You see, the way you do it is you have to believe the word of God, so the revelation is given to you, and you have to practice as you speak it, as you narrate it, as you decree it. It will activate the manifestation. Now, God will bring deliverance swiftly. He will. He'll bring it swiftly. But there has to be activation. And the revelation is an activator. Because when you have revelation of who Jesus is, you're not going to approach him murmuring and complaining. If you have a revelation of who Jesus is, you're not going to approach him with any kind of murmuring and complaining. Neither ye murmur like some murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. So let's look at 1 Corinthians. We see the ministry of Jesus Christ on earth, how he carried out the ministry. He did not function with religious approach. He operated with a lot of boldness. And I really love the scripture I'm about to read for you. It says in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God in lofty words of all wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in much fear and trembling. And my speech and my message were speech. My speech and my message were not in pleasurable words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Why do we need the power of God today? Because the power of God will challenge the powers of darkness. There is a war going on in the spirit. There is wickedness out there. And Satan is the mastermind of deception. You see, Christianity is not an umbrella. Christianity is a manifestation of the kingdom of God. Faith is not an idea. Faith is a principle, is a key. kingdom access point. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's God's kingdom access point. If you take faith out, there's no future. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why does Jesus say, shall I find faith on earth when I return? Because the enemy is going to attack faith. Why is the enemy attacking your faith? Because if you have no faith, then you can easily go for a spin of confusion. But if you have faith, you can withstand the enemy. There is a war going on in the spirit, and that war must be won through prayer, fasting. I was teaching people yesterday about five keys to sanctification, because the Lord says, sanctify yourself, because tomorrow I'm going to do explosive things. You have to go through the five stages of sanctification. It's going to be in my book that I'm writing on spiritual warfare, why it's important for you to go through that sanctification process. And God wants you to take things serious. And this is a year of unique manifestations. As a child of God, you have a role to play in these last days. From the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Do you know the time is running out? And the Lord is coming back soon. So no need to worry. But get things right. Get your house in order. Whatever you do, get your life in order. Because God is about to move. But what is going to delay the manifestation is if your life is not in order. But if you put your life in order, you'll experience the blessing of God. So it's a principle of the kingdom of God to function in faith. You have to understand that we're not just coming up with an idea. So, okay, this idea, maybe my work. No, faith works. Faith delivers. God has laid that as a principle here on earth. It has to be reverenced and respected. So fear, on the other hand, is the enemy's strategy to break your focus. Because a broken focus is the access point to darkness. Because the enemy wants to destroy your life, and he can start by breaking your focus. You have to hear God's voice. You have to perceive in your heart where you belong. Are you in the right church? Are you in the right place? You can't second guess yourself. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. You must hear God's voice. So I'm going to pray for you right now to give your life to Jesus. We're going to lead you in a prayer of salvation. If you're joining us for the first time, this is Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. Simply say to me, Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. I repent and I renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I repent. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for removing my name from the book of death. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. I'm born again in Jesus' name. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Keep the faith. Don't give up on the faith, because the faith you believed in will deliver. God is a promise keeper. Let's pray. Father, thank you for those that are joining me right now that are going through some challenges and they feel like giving up on their faith, and those that are going through financial crisis, emotional crisis, whatever they're dealing with, the Lord, you help them out to come out of this victorious. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, that those souls that can hear the sound of my voice will turn to Jesus for help, for deliverance, for vindication, and for freedom. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, to God be the glory for that amazing, powerful word. And take that word seriously and act on it. If you can hear the sound of my voice, we have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. We're also going to be holding a crusade in Vero Beach, at the Vero Beach Heritage Center. It's going to be powerful. We're going to be at the Vero Beach Heritage Center on Saturday. Mark your calendar on all of you come, and you're going to be blessed. It's going to be at the Vero Beach Heritage Center. There is 2140 14th Avenue, Vero Beach. 2140 14th Avenue in Vero Beach on the first of this month, March, 14 days from now. So look forward to see you there. Mark your calendar. Don't miss it. Some of you, we hear the crusade, say, well, I thought it was going to be last week. Oh, no. Mark your calendar. And I pray that you will come and experience the power of God. You don't want to miss it. 561-337-9018, or go to our website, www.thepowerofevangelism.net. We want to hear from you today. You can go to our website, order products, support the ministry. So you can go to our website to know where we're going to be next. We do plan to have some crusades in Belgrade. Also, we're going to do Melbourne again, in Orlando. So I'll keep you posted about these crusades that are coming up. But just go to our website, powerevangelism.net, to get more information about our services. And join us for a special Good Friday service. I'll be giving you information about it, and also our Easter special. Go to powerevangelism.net to get more information about this special coming event. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible. 561-337-9018. May God bless you. Watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock on Channel 13 and 61. And also you can call us 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come. I bless the Lord, and His praise will continue within my heart. And I want to remind you, one night of miracles coming to Vero Beach. I look forward to see you there. March the 16th at 7 p.m. 2140 14th Avenue. Call for more information on 561-337-9018. I'll see you again next week. And I'll be back here to bring you more exciting programming, Piercing Darkness Show. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.